Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Back in August, we did a show all about the supermaterial graphene. At the molecular level, a sheet of graphene looks a bit like chicken wire and is only a single atomic layer thick. If you were to pile up lots of these single layers, you'd get graphite, just like the lead in a pencil. For the first time in the UK, more than 40 companies from around the world came together to showcase the latest in graphene-related technologies. Connie Orbach went along to see what she could find and started by talking to Gauta Juliusson from the graphene production company Graphitene.
It is a new material and it's being developed to be essentially manufacturable in higher purity and in specific tailored-made ways over the next few years. We are at the very cusp of commercialization at the moment. We in Graphitene can make about 1 kilo in a few days.
So 1 kilo doesn't sound like very much.
No, but the price of gold is very high, and we make material that is priced higher than that generally in the market. So commercially, it is significant.
With this graphene, you're then using it yourselves or you're selling it on?
We are going to sell it to companies that are a little bit adventurous and that are pioneers in the market and want to introduce graphene into commercial products.
And there really are exciting and dynamic things happening with graphene. Dr. Kate Stone is using graphene in ink to conduct electricity and make images come alive.
Imagine a future that's more like Mary Poppins and Harry Potter. So imagine if we really do have magic wands. Imagine if we could really touch a book and it would magically do something, or I could touch something that I wear and maybe it would just turn the oven off at home in case I think I've left it on. But everyday things, a non-high-tech world that's magically interactive.
So you've brought some things for me to look at.
Yeah.
What have we got?
Right, first off, there's my poster. Mm-hmm. So it's a poster of a drum kit. So a poster of a drum kit, you just look at, but when we make a poster...
Oh, wow. So you're hitting the different drums.
Yeah.
What? And, like, so this is the cymbal.
Yeah. So when I tell a bad joke...
So it's a bit thicker than a normal poster, but not much.
Well, it's just only because we've mounted it on foam board.
Really?
The actual poster is just a regular poster, and we print conductive ink on the back of the paper. So all the sensors are just printed.
And that ink is the sensor, and
yeah,
that's conducting.
So we've been using a carbon ink that we screen print, just printed on the back of a regular poster. But working with graphene, we've been adding graphene into that ink, and we're finding that the ink is conducting a lot more than it normally would. That's the powers that graphene has, really. It can conduct more than something else that would be that thin. So it means we can use less ink and still have the same conductivity.
Wow. So the only thing that is on the back, you've got a battery pack.
Yeah, and a speaker.
And a speaker, which is also tiny.
And there is a circuit board. So there's a regular circuit board, the same sort of circuit board you'd find in a greetings card. So we're not printing transistors or any of that stuff. We're just combining what's available. So whatever you can take, the circuit board you'd find in a talking greetings card. But now remove the wiring and make the touch be that you can touch anywhere on a graphic. And we can print this as big as a bus shelter or all over the floor, and it will be interactive.
Kate takes traditional images and makes them more playful. At the other end of the scale, Paul Kane from FlexEnable is creating the most futuristic of gadgets.
Rather than using silicon, as is used in most of electronics today, we're using plastics. And those plastics then mean that displays and sensors can be super thin, super light, and flexible and unbreakable. Today already, we're making a plastic LCD display, which is a colour video rate display, super thin, super light. And that's made using these plastic materials. Now, within the various layers that we have within our structures, we use various different plastics that have different roles. And actually, it turns out that graphene and graphene-related materials can be well suited to performing the functions of those different plastic layers, and actually offer routes to taking technology even further than it is today towards not only flexible and foldable electronics and displays. So, for example, imagine a display in a tablet where the whole display can be folded in half into a smartphone-sized form factor. This actually requires the materials to actually stretch because you're bending them around at a tight radius. And that sort of stretchability is one of the sort of properties that graphene will help to bring to plastic electronics.
And I'm assuming because it's so light as well that it's a material that you can put in which is not going to really add to the kind of weight of the screen.
That's right. So exactly. So it maintains the display's super thin, super light structure. And, you know, that really enables this technology to go in places where you just can't put glass displays today. So, for example, wearables is a huge area of interest for us, where you could actually put this display wrapped around your wrist, for example, unlocking completely new levels of utility from a wrist-worn display. You can't just show half a tweet, but you can show an entire email on your wrist, for example. And then another area where we see a lot of interest is automotive, where bringing the entire dashboard of a car to life, both from a point of view of displaying information and also sensing information, biometrics, touch and other functions. All of this is possible with plastic electronics.
These were just two of many new functions for graphene. I went back to Gauta Juliasson from Graphitene to see where he thinks this is all going.
This is very similar to when plastic was invented in the north of England mainly, and now we have plastic everywhere. Later on, another material, silicon, was invented, and Silicon Valley and other places essentially is built upon that. We think that carbon is a material now that we finally can use in the form of graphene to essentially do amazing things that are not possible with these other two materials. So to some extent, yes, we think there is a new industrial revolution and it's going to be shaped by graphene, and it's going to be graphene replacing plastic and silicon over time.
Gauta Juliasson from the graphene production company, Graphitene.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.